Welcome back to Debunked. I'm Valerie.
And I'm Libby.
And we're introing season three.
Season three. That's crazy.
Holy crap,
that's
guys.
So exciting.
I cannot believe it. It's our senior year of college.
Stop. That's crazy.
I mean, do you feel old?
No, I didn't. And now I do. Like, I keep seeing things like all the freshmen, like walking in their little packs. Like, you know,
how
like when you're a freshman and you like meet these friends that you talk to like the first week of school, then you never ever see them again.
Yeah.
But they're all in those little packs. And so I keep seeing them. I'm like, and man, I feel so old.
It's so funny though. Cause like, I was walking down Franklin the other day with Clara, who is my roommate and, like, my best friend ever.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking down the street, and we ran into someone that we, like, went to a soccer game with freshman year. And we were like, oh, my God, like, I haven't seen you since we were freshmen.
Literally three years ago.
It's, like, it's just crazy, especially, I feel like being back on campus and, like, how you said seeing the new, like, the packs of freshmen.
Yes.
Okay, this is kind of funny. If you're a freshman listening to this, I don't hate you, obviously.
No.
But this isn't the most welcoming first impression I had of you guys, I'm going to
be
honest. So I walked into the student stores like a few weeks ago because I was telling Libby earlier, I came back on campus early August to do my fellowship, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
So I go into the student stores with my mom. And immediately, I see these, like, three girls running in a little pack in the student store, yapping it up. And they just, I can't really, like, explain what the vibe was or what told me they were freshmen, but I knew.
You just know. Like, you just
You
know.
Have this feeling. You and it's like, I mean, obviously, I don't know anything about these girls. Shout out to them. I hope they're enjoying UNC and, like, hope the entire freshman class is having such a good time.
Right.
Since then, I've actually met, like, a good amount of freshmen just around, like, campus, like, clubs, organizations, like, Small Fest, PEK, had a table.
That's so
but,
fun.
And I have loved them all. So
Good.
I'm very happy with this class. But when I saw, like, I think it was just that I hadn't seen, like, it was my first taste of the freshman, and it just, like,
it's jarring.
It is jarring. That's the perfect word. I was just so shaken, and I was like, I'm not ready to have them.
No.
Like,
There's just so many people, I'm like, I just feel, like, old, too, and I'm walking around campus, and I'm like, these people all look so much younger than me, and, like, I feel like I know a lot of people, and so I normally see, like, every time I'd, like, walk to class, I'd see someone I know.
Yeah.
And I, like, not that I don't see anyone I know, but I'm like, it's a lot
less
people than I used to.
Well, it's also because you got to think about, like, last year's senior class. I feel like we both had a good amount of friends from it. And
so,
like,
some of those people are gone. Tears.
So sad. No, but, like, I totally know what you mean.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've been happy, though, because I thought that I would, like, come back to campus and be like, you know that TikTok sound that's like, am I too old to be here?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I thought this year was going to feel like. But honestly, I'm like, I feel so cool.
Good. No, really.
I love being a senior.
Like, so, like, where I live, like, so I live on, like, a street, like, you have to walk past, like, where all, like, the sorority freshmen live, like, by Granville, basically.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel so cool when I walk past there because I'm
really?
Like, you are all little babies, and I'm not a little baby.
And they, like, freshman year drama is just so unhinged and
it's
just
insane.
Another thing. It's insane. And you know what? It's like now like walking around and like seeing like I don't know. I just feel like as a senior I carry myself differently.
Yeah.
Like I'm not worried about like the
little
frat
things.
Party Chad
no.
and Brad are throwing.
No.
Like
no.
or any of the like I don't know.
It's we're just growing up.
Oh my god.
I think our frontal lobes are developed. I'm not kidding.
Maybe a little bit.
I feel like in the past year of my life, my frontal lobe has developed so much that I'm like clarity about things. And I'm like, oh.
I'll be honest, there is something so fun about like going to He's getting a blue cup or like going to dinner,
mm-hmm.
having a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a casual little social drink
it's
and
so
like.
Fun.
Like,
so
you know, like, I still do, like, coffee chats with people, but I'm like, let's go grab a drink.
Let's grab a beer.
Like I love it.
I'm trying to, like, hit all, like, the fun beer gardens.
No, it's like,
places,
oh,
so.
Yeah.
I
went to a really cool one in New Jersey this summer. This is, like, not relevant at all. But it had like, it was like dogs welcome. Oh, and it was like, I'm not the biggest dog person notoriously.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
It's okay. So everyone needs like a flaw, fair. Right?
Yeah, it's not a flaw. It's just
everyone
so
needs
fair.
A flaw. I'm definitely more of a cat person, but I have to say like, I can appreciate like a sweet, good boy. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was heartwarming. So I hope you find some that are like that around here.
I hope so too. Yeah, there's a bunch of cool ones in Carborough I want to try.
Oh, good.
But yeah,
we'll have to go to one.
We have to.
That'll be fun.
We'll plan. Anyway, yes. Speaking of summer, how's your summer?
Wow. Yeah, so that is a loaded question.
Fair.
Summer was wonderful in so many ways.
Right.
Genuinely.
Right.
But actually, like, a big thing we're talking about, I guess the whole thing we're talking about this episode, we're going to tap into a lot of, like, physical and mental health and, like, how it's very connected and a lot more intertwined than it is, like, distinguishable.
Right, absolutely.
But with that, like, real talk, guys, oh, my God, you know, you go through a little period of health scares and your whole world gets shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, like, not many people know about what the summers looked like for me. I'm not gonna get into it that much because it's very personal.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But those who are close to me know that there have been some, I mean you included, know that there's been some stuff going on, and I'm definitely like on the other end of the tunnel. There's
just
light
so
at the
so
end of the tunnel.
That's so incredible. That's so
which
amazing.
I haven't been able to say for a really long time.
I'm so happy to hear that.
But I think, like, it's a big reason, too, that I was so inspired to talk about this today. And, like,
mm-hmm.
what a better way to kick off season three than talk about, like, honestly, what both of us have been going through with everything with the physical and mental health
right.
combined. But aside from that, I think it really, like, that's what's inspired today's episode, at
mm-hmm.
least from my end. But aside from that, I was only back home in Tampa for, like, 6 weeks. I was home to take Orgo 2,
right.
which, if you have been listening for a long time, you know it's been a journey. And y'all are going to be so happy to
Orgo's
hear that I made it through
yes.
both Orgo classes. Oh, my God.
That's such a good feeling.
I never thought
that's
I'd be able
amazing.
To sit here and say that. There were so many times I wanted to quit.
I was like, no, Orgo, ugh.
Oh, my God. Specifically,
spray soldiers.
Go back to, like, I think it's, like, our November podcast
I
of our literal,
is.
Like, our second episode ever. And I'm like, literally, like, hanging on by a thread. And I'm like, guys, I need help. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop my major. Like, this whole. But it was such a crisis. And it was a long journey. But I'm so stoked to say that I've made it through and I will be graduating with a neuroscience degree.
That's so exciting.
So there's that. So I wasn't home for long, but it was nice to catch up with friends and family. And I was in Chapel Hill for some of the summer. Actually, I guess the majority of the summer.
Like, yeah, I was going to say a good chunk.
I was absolutely. Like working full time and like haven't had a Chapel Hill summer yet. I guess what better time to do it than, like, right before your senior year?
Absolutely.
So it was really nice. I made friends with all the sweet old ladies in my community.
Aww,
at the pool.
That's so sweet.
Shout out, hippie chick. If you know, you know. There's this lady. She has a license plate that says hippie chick. And she
that.
Lives in my building.
I love that.
And we're actually so tight now.
Amazing.
Because
I
run
love
into
that.
Her at the pool
yes.
all the time. And I'm just obsessed with her. So, hippie chick, if you're listening, love you, girl. So happy that we've bonded this summer.
That's amazing.
She's like my Chapel Hill grandma. It's so
I love
beautiful.
That. I love it.
But anyway, all of that's to say, it's been a lovely summer. But at the same time, I'm like slowly making my way into fall, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very happy about it.
Good.
Like, football's back.
So exciting.
The Tar Heels are 1-0.
Right? Against
first,
Minnesota? At Minnesota?
Come on. I mean, also, not that this is a sports podcast, but it could turn into one easily for me
oh,
and
for sure.
you.
Oh, for sure.
But, guys, we were up against the 2023 Big Ten kicker of the year, and he missed 2 field goals.
I know, I saw that. That's like, crazy.
Can you believe that? Oh my God.
So far conference.
So you know what? And then also Pat McAfee was talking on his show and said something about how, like, either he said this or one of his colleagues said this, but they were talking about how, like, it was real Big Ten football, and we were more Big Ten than literally the Big Ten team, Minnesota.
Big Ten is such so par.
I'm a Big Ten. I'm literally wearing my Go Blue Michigan shirt.
Other than Michigan, I don't like Ohio State, obviously.
Well, duh. Girl, we could not be co-hosts on this podcast if you liked Ohio State.
Absolutely not.
That's a requirement to be my friend. You have to hate Ohio State.
Of course, I got you.
Anyway, fall's almost here. Summer is sadly long gone, but on to bigger and better things. How was your summer, Libby?
My summer was good. I had, like, lots of super high highs, lots of some lows. Also, if you know, got some family stuff going on. But we're also hopefully being able to see the light of the tunnel with that, so that's exciting. But I was out in Colorado again. I was zipline guiding, which is so fun.
Year two. All my friends were
back. We had so much fun. I did lots of hiking, hiked up some mountains. I went rafting. What else did we do? We went camping. It was just, like, such a very good for the soul Libby Colorado summer. So it was good. I'm trying to think, like, big things. Yeah, zipline guiding, fun. It was just I really feel like coming off of last semester and, like, how hard last semester was for me. Like, some people know, some people don't know listening. Like, I just was in a really bad mental place last semester. It was really hard for me to, like, come back from study abroad and, like, just a lot of things and, like, kind of like that fear of, like, the unknown because I'm graduating in December. Like, I'm graduating in 3 months.
Literally, stop. I feel ill about it.
Which is so crazy. I am still also coming to terms with it.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's exciting.
On to bigger and better things.
On to bigger and better things. And, like, I am very excited to graduate. I am starting to feel ready to take the next steps. And, yeah, this summer was just really helpful for me. Kind of, like, me kind of figure some things out. Kind of feel like, okay, hey, like, there's an unknown, but, like, how cool is that, that you're not getting funneled into some business 9-to-5 that you're not definitely not cut out for. So, yeah.
You're preaching to the choir,
right?
Sis.
You understand? I was like, I can't. Girl, I am not. No,
corporate America, I don't think is for me.
I don't think that's for me either. I don't think it ever will be.
Like, also, I need to say, like, definitely need to keep my doors open or whatever.
Totally keep my doors open.
In case someone, a future employer, is listening to this.
If it's a good job where I can, like, be outside.
I love corporate America. What? No, but I agree. Like, I told myself day one, like, a 9-to-5 desk job just cannot be in my future at all.
I don't want
to
do it.
It's just, it won't be good for me.
No, agreed. Absolutely not.
Circling back to mental health, absolutely not good. It'll be...
Absolutely not.
Detrimental to my mental health.
So,
the cubicle life will not be for me.
Absolutely
they
not.
Do important work, but I gotta be, like, hands-on.
Doing something else. So, yeah. So that's where I'm at. So
I feel like you were very, like, in your element and, like, got a lot of clarity from that, too.
I, like, have such good friends at work, too. I got to go to one of my coworkers' wedding, and it was on top of a mountain.
When was that?
That was in early August.
Okay, because you posted about it, like, last night.
I posted about it yesterday. Well, because I got the professional pictures back.
No, but listen, I'm sitting, like, in my bed last night thinking about, like, okay, like, Libby and I are getting lunch, and then we're going to record the pod, and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
and I'm just, like, thinking, and I'm scrolling through Instagram, and lo and behold, Libby is in pictures with her friend who just got married. I'm like, was she at a wedding tonight? Because I'm also thinking back to, like, when we were talking about, like, oh, what days work to record? I was like, what about, like, Friday afternoon? And you're like, oh, like, I'm not free. Like, what about Saturday? And then it was, like, all clicking. So I was like, oh, my God, she was at a literal wedding.
No, I wish. And we just got the professional pictures back. And but I was like,
it was just perfect
post.
It was, like, perfect timing, though. It was just funny because I was like, oh, wow, like, I'm like, oh, let's record our podcast. You're like, I got a wedding to go to.
No.
Girl.
I was not at a wedding. I was, in fact, binging Chaos, this new show on Netflix yesterday. However,
love.
Yeah, I was at a wedding. This was fun.
That is so fun. It looked adorable.
It was so cute. So, anyway.
Before we kick off, really, the meat of this episode,
mm-hmm.
I guess all of this is to say we've been pretty MIA.
Fallen off the face of the earth.
We really have.
Yes, I do.
We tried to pull it together spring semester.
That did not happen.
I had a month-long sickness.
Yes.
Libby was not happy with being back. Let's just say that.
Down in the dumps.
Guys, honestly, life happens.
Yeah.
It sounds corny or whatever. It's so generic. But seriously, life happens. It does. We, very simply put, have been going through it.
A little bit.
For probably, like, the first half of 2024.
Right.
This second half is feeling really promising, though, at least personally.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's good energy. It's good vibes.
We're getting back.
We're getting back.
Yeah, we're so back.
We're here. We're so back. Guys, we are so back. But yeah, so I was like, we were talking and we're like, is this like a continuation of season two? We're like, no. We tried.
Fresh start. We tried our best,
but it has to be a fresh start because we went through a lot. My classes were terrible spring semester.
Same. It was awful.
I think really, like, we were both just trying to get through the semester.
Yeah, totally.
And also, like, I don't know about you, but a lot of people have been, like, reaching out to me and, like, so is the pod still happening? Like,
same.
Yeah? So, yeah. Like, I literally had this girl stop me before one of my classes, and she was like, Val, it's so good to see you. This is like a friend of mine, kind of tangentially.
Yes,
like,
yes.
But she was like, is the pod still happening? Like, I really miss it. But like, if you're not in that place in your life anymore, like, that's totally fine too.
We're coming back.
But it's really sweet. And like, one of my best friends from home, Joey, we got breakfast, or brunch, I should say, this summer. And he was like, so what's going on with the podcast? Like, and he gave me this book. It's this like NPR podcasting tips. I had to show
so
you.
Sweet.
We're going to have to do a little like book club.
Yeah, I would love a club.
But it was so sweet because it also like, I feel like that also makes it so much easier to get back into. Because I think I'll speak for both of us when I say, like, you fall off the face of the earth in whatever way that means to you. And getting back on the horse can be really, really anxiety inducing because it's like, wow, I haven't done this in a minute. Are people still into this? Will people, receive this well?
Yeah.
Do we still have the magic? And I think, like, what it comes down to, though, is that Libby and I both care so much about this, and it's literally, I honestly could not care less if we had no listeners or like a million listeners.
Right.
I think it's great either way, but like, I know every month we definitely have one.
Yeah.
I know we at least have one.
My mom always listens to it.
Your mom, my mom. Yes, moms. Moms are the best. I know Joey listens. Like, there's three already we know we're getting, right?
Yeah.
But regardless, like, we, as long as we still, like, find it in our hearts, like, this passion and this, like, will to do it, it really, like, it does not matter what the reach is. It matters that we're getting it out.
Right.
And, like, as long as it doesn't feel like this is our passion project. This is not our like paid job.
No,
like,
no.
If the second it starts feeling like something that's going to, like, I don't want to end up resenting having to do this or feeling like I have to record the pod. Like, as long as that excitement's there, I think we'll keep going. Right. And we did a little check-in over the summer. Like, are we in this? And I was like, hell yeah. And you were like, hell yeah, we're locked in. Season three, we're so back.
Yeah.
And yeah, do you have anything to say about?
Not really. I'm graduating in December, so I don't really know after that. But
yeah,
here we are right now. So yeah, we'll see.
We're going to make it happen. Oh, yeah. I think regardless, it's going to be a great journey. And wherever life takes Libby and wherever life takes me, I don't think we're going anywhere for a while, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but at least we have today.
Exactly.
And we will see how life goes. But
yeah,
I guess with that, we'll start debunking the mind-body connection.
Oh, I love it. I'm so excited.
So this is one of my favorite terms. This concept is frequented by Pilates instructors all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Probably several other people too, but absolutely, especially because of how often I do Pilates and how much I'm invested in it. I definitely know how important this term is to my practice and anyone's practice of Pilates, because like the core principles of Pilates, some of them are like breath work and mindfulness,
right,
and seeking out that mind-body connection, because it kind of goes to like, it unveils itself to everyone in its own way. But like for me, I found that I could become so much stronger physically as I was working on my mental state, mm-hmm, and how present I was in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a firm, firm believer in the mind-body connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I also am a very firm believer in the mind-body connection. I feel like, I think it's really cool. Like, I think Val has a really, like, unique perspective on it because she is, like, an EXSS major.
Hell
like,
yeah!
She has...
Shout out EXSS, guys! Oh my god, my favorite department in the world.
Love exercise science. So I think it's really cool to, like, hear her perspective and hear all like the knowledge and like wealth of knowledge that she has, and all that kind of stuff, especially with her fellowship that she's doing right now. It's really cool to hear about all that
Thanks,
stuff.
Libby.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I feel like mine comes more from like, or at least my perspective, I feel like I can talk about it more from like a mental health perspective and just like how like sports growing up have really affected like my mental health and just kind of how like, I think as simple as like moving your body and going, like, I feel like for me, like going outside really like helps, like even just going for a walk last night. Like I like was like, I'm in the house and I feel bleh and I'm like, I'm just gonna go for a walk for like 20 minutes and clear my head. And I felt like so much better. So I think it's really, really interesting to like, just kind of look at how and like reflect on how like times when I like feel better, like when I feel better, I'm moving my body, you know? And like, I like this week has been like to be so transparent, like adjusting back to Chapel Hill has been really rough for me. It's been really hard. There's a lot of things going on, like in my personal life and also just like unknowns and stuff are exciting, but also very nerve wracking.
Well, especially being like, I mean, not to put a time on it, but like about 3 months out from a huge shift in your life.
Absolutely.
Like,
right.
You're in this transitory time period that it's not going to feel easy.
Yeah.
No, that's for sure.
There's a lot. And so I found myself being very like reserved, quiet to myself, almost like avoidant, I feel like, of a lot of things.
Guys, I pulled Libby out of her hole.
Yeah, for real.
No, I was like, real. I'm yanking you out of this.
For real. I appreciate it. Yeah. So I feel like for me, like it's like the days that I've been feeling a lot better is the days that I've been running. Like, I was like, why am I, like, having a breakdown today? I'm like, because you went out on Wednesday because it was it was my roommate's birthday. Woo! So, like, shout out Megan. She's
yes,
21.
Megan. It was awesome. 21.
It was so fun. However, I didn't get a lot of sleep. I didn't run for 3 days. And I was like, why do I feel like this? Because, I haven't moved my body. And
well,
so,
especially going from a summer with so much movement
absolutely.
For you. Like, you were so physically active all summer. And, like, I also noticed, like, if I'm going out and not getting enough sleep and eating crap and whatever, like,
right.
And like not going to Pilates or not, going on walks and things like that, you feel it not only in like your muscles and your bones, you feel it in your brain, whether you realize it or not. And
absolutely.
Like your whole, to totally geek out right now as a
neuro,
neuro and EXSS girly, your whole brain chemistry changes and you know, we kind of had, like, a brief conversation about hormones and mm-hmm. neurotransmitters and all of that. And, like, endorphins are huge.
Absolutely.
And exercise is, like, the easiest way to release them. But it, like, looking into the connection between endorphins and decreased stress, it's fascinating. It is fascinating stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really cool to kind of, like, at least just, like, look at myself and, like, reflect on my own just, like, experience. And, like, I feel like, again, like, part of the reason why I did feel so, I think, present and so, like, at peace and my mind felt so quiet, mm-hmm. like, this summer is because I was, like, I was outside. I was, like, if I wasn't ziplining on my days off, I'd be hiking or, like, rafting yeah. or just being outside and moving my body just makes me feel a lot better. And I think it's kind of like this morning I was like annoyed. So I'm like, why is it so humid here? Like, I'm so frustrated.
Oh, it's
so
been
humid.
So tough.
And not that it's not frustrating, but it's also, I try to look at it as like, I'm sweating out all of like the bad energy and the toxins
right?
and all the bad things are like leaving my body.
Yeah.
And like, you know, maybe that is a figment of like my brain, my imagination.
I don't think so.
But I mean, it feels that way. And so I think that moving your body in whichever way, whether that be Pilates or running or yoga or hiking or ziplining or whatever you want to do, it's really crazy the impact that it really has on like your mental health and like your mental clarity and like
mm-hmm.
your decision making and problem making.
Yeah,
skills,
your cognitive functioning. It is so much more efficient when you are physically active.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't mean that you have to be like a gym bro and like, you know, all up in the gym all the time,
right.
every, like 25/8. Like,
right.
You just need to do something intentional and that's honestly, I feel like that's a really good word for it. Like, you have to be intentional about getting that time.
Absolutely.
To move your body every day, even if it literally is like stretching for a little bit.
Going for a walk. I know. I'm like,
it doesn't have to be anything like super time consuming.
Yeah.
I know for people who love to run, like, you love to run.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to take much time out of your day either.
No. I mean, like, this morning I ran, and, like, I was going to run, like, 7 miles, and then, like, my body wasn't feeling great, so I ran 3, but I was like, I still feel like, still ran 3.
Yeah.
I feel good. I, like, did something for myself, and I think, like, it's, you know, I think that, like, physical activity can also build mental toughness, and, like, you know. And,
oh,
like,
100%.
Like, you can totally, like, kind of just see the connection for, like, your mental health. Like, if I am in, like, a healthy place, I feel like I run better. And, like, if I, you know, and it mm-hmm. kind of is vice versa. And so I think that, like, running is a very strenuous sport. And I just use running as my own personal example. But any sport across
mm-hmm.
the block is, like, strenuous and, like, really pushes you. Like, Pilates, yoga,
mm-hmm.
all of that kind of stuff really pushes you. So I think it builds that mental toughness, that, you know, perseverance, determination, whatever you want to call it, that makes you stronger. It can also, like, impact other parts of your life.
That is like, I love how you put that too, because, you know, being mentally tough I think there's also a misconception about what mental toughness means.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to like endure the worst of the worst
right.
times.
Right.
Mental toughness is like maybe being able to run that extra, like, half a mile. Or
yeah.
being able to, like, just show up one day.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know? And I think, like, one thing that I, over the years, have really come to admire and appreciate about sport is the way that, you know, obviously, yeah, it keeps you physically fit. It's entertainment for people, but really, like, it is such an amazing opportunity for character development.
Absolutely.
Building skills like teamwork, leadership, learning how to take constructive criticism, being able to build mental toughness, which is
mm-hmm.
such a strength for when you approach those harder times in your life and,
right.
like, knowing that you've been able to get through it once.
Yes.
Which gives you confidence. Confidence
mm-hmm.
is a huge one. That gives
huge,
you the confidence
yeah.
to be able, when you're faced with that situation again, to be able to say, you know what? I've been here before and I got through it.
Right.
I'm tougher because of it.
Right.
And I'm confident that I will be able to get through it again. And I think like sport lends itself to those opportunities and more. And I mean, again, this could be a sports podcast, right, so we can totally pivot.
We love sports.
And I know we'll definitely have an episode in the future just specifically about sport, eating disorders that have come with it in our own lives, mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. many people's lives, transition out of sport, career-ending injuries, season-ending injuries, mm-hmm. sorry.
Yeah.
I know that's something we've always wanted to tackle, no Absolutely. Pun intended, but I think it's the perfect segue into this, like, deeper conversation about, like, mental health impacting physical health, yeah. but vice versa,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this saying that's kind of come out of, I want to say it's been like post-pandemic times kind okay. of, but it's been about how mental health and physical health, it's a 50-50 thing. A lot of people have put an emphasis like through history on physical health and how, well, if you are physically active, like your mental state will be a lot better, which obviously we just supported that with like everything we had to say about endorphins, serotonin release, all of that. But at the same time, I think like in this post-pandemic society, people are finally realizing that like mental health is half of it.
Absolutely.
They have to, like, mental and physical health, it is, you know, mental health equals physical health. It plays 100%.
It plays such a larger role in your overall, like, health than I think people previously realized.
Yeah.
It's invisible, so you can't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I think that's not a great argument, because I feel like you can see it. You can see it, like, your actions, your behaviors, your mood, that kind of thing as
Right.
well.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah. I think, like, since the conversation has shifted more towards those two things being a 50-50 contributor towards overall health mm-hmm. and well-being,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's just something that's so important to like drive home, because if you are not taking care of one or the other, it's kind of gonna lead you to this like unforgiving loop of like,
mm-hmm.
I'm treating my body like shit.
Right.
I'm not fueling it properly. I'm not moving it. Oh, now I'm depressed. I feel lazy. I don't feel productive. I have low energy. But then also on the flip side, if you're going through a tough time mentally, whether it be a stressful moment in your life, if you struggle with anxiety, depression, and a million other things out there, if you're having a really emotional time or having a trauma response to something, well, then you're going to seek out comfort foods. Maybe you don't seek out food, period, and that has a whole nother host of issues.
Right.
I know for me, when I'm very anxious, I cannot eat for the life of me.
Yeah, same.
When I'm super depressed, I'm eating like anything in sight yep. because I have sought out food as comfort in my past, and that's what I go back to. And yep. like, depending on where you're at, you're either not eating the right things, eating too much, not eating enough. And then that's an example of, you know, mental health being the impetus for kind of physical self-sabotage. And Absolutely. Either way, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, obviously things can start from either a mental or a physical place, or maybe both, but it directly affects the other. And I think that's something that I just really want to, like, bring up, bring to light, and mm-hmm. make sure everyone is thinking about in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could go about your day just kind of like doing your routine and
right.
going along with your schedule and kind of going on
motions.
Autopilot and
yeah.
like exactly going
going
through
the motions.
And like, I don't think anyone academically is in that point yet, but there does hit a point in every semester where you start feeling burnt out, especially us as seniors. I don't even want to know what's going to happen.
Oh, I feel like, so burnt out already. I am yeah. so checked out. I'm so checked out. I'm not so checked out. I shouldn't say that, but like, it's,
you can feel the difference. Though.
I can feel the difference, and I think it's also, it's like last semester I was like, I have to do this and this and this and like whatever. And I think like now that I'm like, well, I have one semester left, and now I've like, summer has allowed me to like make a plan for what I want to do.
Right.
I'm like, man, I don't, you know, I'm just trying to get through these classes, which isn't a great mindset, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, I understand that. I think it's just, like, it's interesting to kind of see, like, my, like, mental outlook on classes and stuff. Absolutely. And how it changes. And, like, just, I think, coping with that anxiety and stress through physical activity. Mm-hmm. And just, like, how, like, I have also noticed, too, I'm, like, I feel more tired. Like, I just feel more tired, more drained a lot more easily, because it's just taking a little bit more energy for me to be, like, get to class and go and mm-hmm. function. And so I think it's important.
Finding
to, like,
that motivation. Finding that motivation is hard. It can be very difficult.
And you can, I feel like you can feel that in your body. And that's been interesting, just kind of noticing that connection. Like, my mental health is bleh. Like, if I'm negative, my body's going to also feel that effect as well.
Absolutely.
And I think also it's, like, when I'm super stressed, like, I think all of us, not me, not just me, but, like, my body, like, tenses up so much. Yeah. And I think I've been so stressed the past 2 weeks with, like, transition periods are definitely mm-hmm. a time of big stress for everyone. So, like, moving back from Colorado and then moving to my parents' house for a couple of days and moving back up to Chapel Hill, like, I could feel just, like, this tension in my body. Mm. And so I think it's, like, also, like, in addition to, you know, doing that physical activity and not going through the you know, just trying to, like, make intentionally, like, time to move your body, I think it's mm-hmm. also important to, like, check in with yourself as well. With, like, how my body's doing, how has my brain doing, you know, all that kind of stuff, I think, as well, is also really important.
Absolutely. And, like, one thing my therapist and I have worked on a lot in the past few years especially, she uses this term about having protected time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it's just, like, the idea of, like, having protected time in your day
mm-hmm.
to, like, for whatever it may be. So, like, for me, a lot of it is about having, especially, like I was saying, like, I mean, obviously, you're in a different place right now than I am, but I feel like majority of people at this point in the semester are not, like, particularly
We just
going through it, you know?
Right.
At least not yet.
Not yet. Hopefully
it'll come. It's coming.
It is coming, yeah.
But at least for now, like, it's important to make this protected time now. So that when our bodies go into autopilot, which is kind of like a trauma response in itself.
Absolutely.
To, like,
survival mode.
Adverse events. Oh my God, survival mode. You know what? That's going to be a whole nother episode too. Because boy, do I have a lot to say about survival mode. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But anyway, the thing is like, if you don't, this is why this is so important to talk about now, like at this point in the semester, or even if you're not in college, like, at this point, we're, again, like, seasons have changed. We've talked about in the past with, like, these transition periods from summer to fall, like, how life also transitions through seasons.
Right.
So making time for whether it be breath work, journaling, stretching, going for a run, whatever that looks like for you, making protected time for yourself to engage, like, mind, body, and soul mm-hmm. every day is so important.
Right, absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Some days, like, and also not feeling guilty about missing a day of moving your body is also very important, because let's be real, our bodies cannot be doing everything we want them to do every single day.
Like, rest is also so important to
rest
this.
Rest,
like,
is
sleeping.
It is.
Sleeping, rest.
Oh my God.
All those things.
Sleep, rest. If you're not doing those two things, because they are very different too.
Yeah.
If you're not resting your body and not getting enough and quality sleep, you are doing such a huge disservice to yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you could be, like, again, going through the motions saying, I eat super well, I work out every day, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're not resting and sleeping, you're not giving your mind or your body time to recover, recharge. Okay. Also, fun fact, when you're going to the gym, your muscles, there's technically no such thing as muscle memory, which kind of, like, shook up my world, like,
That's
a year
crazy.
Ago.
I didn't
yeah.
know that. Interesting.
I'll go on a whole tangent about that another time with you separately. But what does happen, though, is as we learn and as we, whether it be, like, in the classroom, on the field, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
our brains are also making new connections.
Right.
Your circuitry is changing. And this has to do with, like, the plasticity of our brains, which is, like, also one of the coolest things
so
out there.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
So cool.
It's nuts because it also, like, I think there's like, it's a little bit scary, but also very wonderful that we have that mm-hmm. ability to like,
right.
This kind of like, nothing's really that permanent.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Like, it is nice. It's also a little freaky, scary. But regardless, when you're like building muscle, your brain chemistry is changing because you are making different connections in your circuitry to say like, okay, this movement engages these muscles. And this is, a lot of it happens subconsciously. Right. You don't even know this is happening.
Right.
But if you're not sleeping and resting, you can't expect your literal brain to change in all of these ways.
Yeah.
Without like having time to recover.
Right.
And have time to rebuild, reset. I mean, every time we gain muscle, we're making micro tears and then, like, yeah. building it back up, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is why recovery is so, so important in the whole process, too. Mm-hmm. And yeah. it's a lot to keep mind and body in check. Mm-hmm. But I guess also knowing that a lot of it can be done simultaneously
mm-hmm.
is, that's kind of like the win out of all of this. Right.
Yeah, I think it's also just, like, with anything, it's, like, important to give yourself grace. Like, I think it's, like, there's going to be times where, like, you just eat like shit and you're sleeping like shit. Yeah. And it just happens. Like, it's just, I think it's, like, there's, you can also look at it just, like, how much, like, sorry, but, like, bullshit is on the internet.
So much bullshit.
Right now, and oh I think it's, God. Like, just important to, like, shift through that and be, like, this is not, like, there's so much stuff that, like, people just want you to buy and do this and this. And so I think it's important to, like, yeah, like, there's, you know, there may be some truth to some things, but I think it's, a lot of it is just a load of crap. And so I think it's, like, important for you to, like, I think come to terms. I think for me, like, as a perfectionist, it's, like, accept that, like, not every day was going to be perfect with, like, your mind mm-hmm. and body, and that's so okay. And, like, yeah. doing the best you can is perfect. Like, that's all mm-hmm. anyone will ever ask of you is to do the best
doing you can. Doing the best you can given your circumstances yeah. is really, like, yeah. the key to.
Totally. So I think it's just, like, as we do talk about this, it's important to just, like, know and talk about, like, yeah, like, it's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Like, you're doing the best you possibly mm-hmm. can with the circumstances. Life's a lot. Like, there's a lot going on in your personal life on a micro level, but also on a macro level. Like, mm-hmm. it's a lot. So I think, like, dedicating some time to yourself is so hugely important, as hard as it is. And so I think, like, strengthening, like, your mental health, physical health, all that kind of stuff can only better you as a person, I think, and can be very applicable in other senses of your life with, you know, work, school, relationships, that kind of stuff as
100%.
Well. 100%. And allows you to, like, if you, when you're active, like, it allows you to build social connections as well. So it promotes yeah. your social... all those social connections. I met so many of my friends through, like, physical activity type things. And so I think it's really important and really cool.
Yeah. That's so. One thing I like, I love going to Pilates class. I love being able to show up to a workout class,
mm-hmm.
be around other people. 'Cause the thing is, one, like, we're all worried about ourselves. So no one's right. looking at, like, no. your form or no. your what, like, no one cares.
Right. No.
But also there's something so motivating about having other people doing the same thing around you. Also, like, all different ages, all different shapes, sizes, all different kinds of strength levels. And also, like, being able to do modifications in class that the instructors cue. So, like, no matter where you are in your journey, you can show up and be there. And also not have to think about, like, okay, I'm going into the gym, what am I going to do today? And using right. all that, like, for me, using all kinds of, like, mental power and energy towards just planning a work, excuse me, planning a workout is so exhausting, to the point where it's, like, some days it would be, like, you know what, I'm not even going to the gym because I physically cannot use one more ounce of my brain.
Right, right.
But going to, like, a workout class, like, for me has been, it's nice. Been a game changer over the past, like, 3 years I've been doing yeah. Pilates. And, like, it's allowed me to explore so much more about, like, mind-body connection, mental toughness, physical strength,
yeah.
all of that, because I just show up and I listen right, and I do the
nice.
Thing.
It's nice to have a plan all it the time. It is
fantastic.
Yeah.
But also, like, building those connections with, like, your instructors, the people you go to class with, having a sense of community there, and, like, also, like, the accountability piece. Like, you know, you're going to show up. You got to show up. Right. And also, once you show up, there's other people there who are also holding you accountable for what you're doing with your workout and with your time. So whether it be, like, having to do a workout class that has, like, a cancellation fee so you know you're not going to miss it, or, like,
I don't want to pay the $10.
Right? No, exactly. And then, or whether it's, like, literally putting in your calendar, like in your schedule, 10, 15 minutes of, like, this is, like, protected time for me to do what I need for mind, body, and soul, is so important. Because when we are in, like, autopilot mode and, like, trying to juggle all the things, like you said, like, work, social, school,
whatever
and
else you have.
Future plans.
Future plans.
Oh, my God. Like, just family and long-distance relationships and friendships. Right. Like, whatever it looks like, we are constantly juggling so much, especially at the point of our lives that we're at, where we're trying to plan and, like, understand what life is even still and, like, what we want for our lives. That sometimes, like, if you don't schedule it into your day, you're just not going. It doesn't mean you don't care about it. It's about prioritizing and doing what you need to do to ensure that you hold yourself accountable and can get it done.
Absolutely.
So knowing yourself and, like, your motivation, accountability, those kind of things are also so crucial. Because, I mean, everything we've said is great, but also, like, everyone is so different.
And, like, learning being self-aware is such an important life skill that I think you can also, like, work on with physical activity and, like, building, you know, working on your mental health. Because self-awareness is so important, and I can't emphasize that enough.
In every way.
I think, I mean, you can be overly self-aware. But self-awareness is super important. Learning yourself, learning your body. I think it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of dedication and effort to do that. It takes a lot of work on yourself to become self-aware. Not that I'm saying I'm the end-all, be-all. I'm literally 21-year-old. What the hell do I know?
Right.
But I think, at least in my experience, like, it definitely takes some work, but it's really worth it to be like, hey, like, I feel like this today, and it's not going to happen, and that's okay. You know, and learn to accept that and accept imperfections and accept who you are will serve you so well, even though it can be definitely a hard thing to accomplish. I know I'm still working on it myself.
Same. So. It'll be a work in progress my whole life.
Yes, yes. As it will for everyone.
Yeah.
And as well as, like, your mind and body connection. It will be a work in progress your whole life. But, you know, growth is great. I hope you never stop growing.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about today is a little bit unrelated, but semi-relevant.
Yeah.
So, one of my favorite bands ever is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. My dad literally played them all the time when I was, like, a baby. And, like,
so
used to, like, spin me around in his arms. And, like, we had, like, the sweetest moments with the Chili Peppers in our household.
Yeah.
But I've also just come to love them myself. And, like, especially this summer, I read the bassist, Flea. He has a book, an autobiography that he released a few years ago called Acid for the Children.
Mm-hmm.
And it is honestly one of the best books I've ever read.
I gotta read it.
I will literally give you my copy. It is so just, it gives you so much perspective, and he's so intelligent, and it's just a fascinating, fascinating book. But from all that, I've just been in, like, Chili Pepper heaven, like, listening to them all the time. Like, I always have, but, like, it's just been, like, so much more lately. Like, that's, like, all I've been listening to, like, this whole summer. But anyway, I discovered this one song of theirs called Wet Sand, and I really liked it. It didn't sound like all of their other stuff, and so I was like, okay, like, it's a different vibe, but it's still good. But I have just, like, come to adore it, and I think it's one of my favorite songs I've ever heard.
Amazing.
Because also the whole concept, they only reference wet sand, like, towards the end of it. And they say, you don't form in the wet sand, I do. And I, like, looked up, like, the meaning behind this because I wanted to see, like, what people thought about it. And what it basically means is, like, Anthony Kiedis, who is the lead singer of the band and like main writer, I guess, main lyricist.
Okay.
The whole concept is like wet sand and like a footprint in wet sand. Like it's there, but only for like a fleeting moment, right?
Yeah,
so that's symbolism for our lives and our time on earth. And it's about like him recognizing that, we're all mortal. We're, you know, all only have X amount of time here. And, you know, some of you may make your temporary imprint in the wet sand.
Right.
Some of you may not, but I will, and I do.
It's really cool.
And it's been like, I've thought about it literally every day because it just provides so much perspective about like, some people might say like, I'm not here for that long grand scheme of things, so why does it matter what I do? But that's a little bit too cynical for my like way of thinking. For me, coming to terms with the fact that like coming to terms with mortality is crazy, and that's going to be a work in progress for me my whole life. But even so, like knowing that our time here is so temporary, but despite that, still wanting to make a difference, make a change, and even if it is fleeting, make that like footprint and imprint in the wet sand. It is like, it's so profound.
I
love
so that. I think that's a great way to
look. It's really like, it's made me think a lot over the past few weeks.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to share that with you all.
I love that. I think I've also like been thinking a lot about like life and like, you know, all that like that. So like in my, not like, I don't think it's like a cynical way. I just think that it's like, why would I waste time doing things that I don't want to be doing because I feel like I have to.
Oh, that too. Oh, absolutely. That's been like my mantra through college.
Yeah. I think I like are really, especially this summer too, have really come to like, with own personal situations and things, that be like, I want to do this, I'm going to, and like, I have free will to do, you know, whatever, you know, not whatever I want, but like, you know, this and this, and like, want to pursue things that bring me joy and happiness and contentment. And so I think like, I'm so glad you brought that up, and I will definitely go listen to the song as I walk home.
You have to.
Oh, I definitely want to. I think it's such a beautiful, analogy
it
for life.
It is super beautiful.
And really puts a lot in perspective. And I think it also like, you can also look at it as like, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things, a lot of like BS that we stress about so much, and like at the end of the day, like it's not that deep, and there's so many more things that are important to like, you know, intentionally put effort and time into. And so I think I'm so glad you brought that up. I think that's like the best way to tie up our episode. Like,
thank
I'm gonna be
you.
Thinking about it, so thanks.
I'm glad. And I hope all of you listen and think about it and let us know your thoughts, because I've been thinking about
it. I love it. Oh, amazing.
Guys, this has been so fun. What a great way to open season 3. We are so back. We are here to stay. Only the best to come.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, per usual. I hope you guys, wherever you're listening, are happy, healthy, all the good things, sending you all the good vibes, good thoughts. And if you're not, it's okay. I promise. It'll be okay.
We're thinking about you
thinking
and
about
giving you.
You
the best energy.
You, yeah. So much love. So
much love.
Until next month. Bye, y'all.
Bye.